Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. We are so happy to have you all joining us in this space today. And woo child, it is the beginning of Aries season. Pretty much like spring is here. The new year is here officially, because you know, I like to start my new year off in April. So your girl,
it's right around the corner.
Your girl is just so happy that we're all experiencing daylight savings time, like being done. And like we have more time with the daylight and we can all frolic outside, maybe grab yourself a popsicle or two.
Yeah.
And just really live that happy girl lifestyle with the sun out.
I hope we stick with it this time, because everybody's up when the sun is up, okay? Everybody's up when the sun is up.
I'm just more pleasant to be around.
Who isn't? It's just when it gets to that 7 o'clock mark and it's still a little bit bright outside, it just feels a little bit more natural.
Like it feels like jail during the wintertime.
Yeah, and it's like the winter can still be the winter.
Mm.
It would actually just be more delightful if we had more sunlight. But we ain't saying nothing new. Everybody knows. One thing I know we can agree on is that down with daylight savings.
Absolutely. And so moving into our pulse check, if you're new, this is our time to really sink into how we've been feeling, just like as a person on a mind, body, spirit level. Lexi, how are we feeling?
I think in a season of being outside, quite literally planting the gardens. You've seen me. I've had a windowsill that's ready to go in the ground. I'm really just excited to tend to things. I always find it like a really soothing just activity to do, to just watch other things grow, slow down, just have a lot of those reminders. And I think that's just the phase of life that I'm in right now, of just enjoying the things that I've worked really hard to create and participate in. And just not wish it away. Just enjoy it. Just like really find the present moment in it all. Because I think sometimes I have caught myself in the like, oh my gosh, what's next? What are we doing? What's blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yo, chill out. We don't need to have all that answered right now. And so I think the activities help me to just slow down and be a little bit distracted by the present moment.
Gardening is such a fun hobby.
It is so fun. It's always something that I've stayed proximate to. I'm not going to commit to a green thumb or anything, but I do know my way around the basics. So it's been really, really nice.
Have there been any highlights of foods that you've been harvesting, or like any flowers or herbs?
I know I am a herb girly, so that will be the majority of what I grow, but it has been really nice. Like I literally just took seeds to germination and they're seeding right now. And that I think is really fun, because most of the time people just buy transplants. So like pre little baby seedlings, but I'm actually doing it from like seeds from the peppers I cooked with at dinner to like germinating them and then growing them. And that's been my favorite so far. We'll see what I end up with a harvest of.
We may need a whole episode on hobbies and just cultivating your hobby, because you kind of are like the hobby queen. Like you love crocheting, you love gardening, you love a good puzzle. You love a good crafts moment.
Yes, I love a hike, I love a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually,
we may have an episode on that.
What are the girlies' hobbies this year? And we've been talking about pottery for a really long time. So we need to talk free hobbies, paid hobbies.
What are the girls doing?
Community hobbies, girly hobbies, all of it.
So. Absolutely. It's so important in your 20s, I gotta say.
Yeah, so I'm doing good. And I'm excited to really dive into this episode too. Just like you said, the season, spring has really sprung. So what's your pulse check?
My pulse check, I find myself returning to thoughts that I had past October. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the whole theme of this eclipse season that we're in for the astrology girlies.
It's circling back.
Yeah. Some of the things that I was kind of considering, like going back to school and really just trying to figure out that right career path is coming back up to me. Coming back up, I think, a lot sooner than expected. And I'm just in a season of life where I'm asking myself really authentic questions and I'm learning more. And I think it directly correlates to what we're going to be talking about in this episode, because something like going back to school was something that I never really considered.
Yeah.
I was just on the phone with my brother and he was like, if you had asked me 6 years ago, if you would have ever gone back to school, I could not have foreseen it.
Graduating and you were like, done with school. Thanks. Like not going back couldn't pay me. So I agree. I attest with your brother that was, you were like,
great. Not only that, but I would like really question people's motivation for going back to school. So not only was I like, this is not for me, but like, why do you find this important?
You were a little bit sad.
Why do you need this? So what goes around always comes back. The tables
have turned.
Isn't that life?
It really is.
I never cease to amaze myself. So
I'm not amazed by life anymore. It's really myself.
Yeah, I cease to amaze myself. So
it's so exciting.
It is an exciting time.
I think that there's something baked into that too, of when people often talk about like the desires of their heart, I think sometimes we think of it as like this big ask, but I think sometimes it's like the curiosities of your mind. When there's something that you think about for a moment, you're like, nah, but it keeps coming back. That also is very validating. And I love that you're intentional enough to give it its space to really stretch it and say like, okay, I was thinking about this a couple months ago. What's changed? What is it that I'm still curious about? Because I think it's really honoring the other facets of ourselves in the ways that we were like, oh my gosh, if it's your heart's desire, you have to entertain it. But I think just the thoughts and curiosities of our mind should be tended to in the same way.
Absolutely. And taking what you're saying and bringing it into the episode that we're mm-hmm. about to have, this episode is going to be all about leveraging your network, following mm-hmm. your curiosities, and getting out of that stuck energy that we can find ourselves in our 20s.
Yeah.
You know, a common thing that we hear in our 20s is, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I just have all of these interests, and I don't know what path to go along.
Yeah.
And a common, I think, answer that you'll find on Google is network and talk to people and figure mm-hmm. out, like, through connections, through conversations, how to move through this stuck energy to kind of give you a more clear view and perspective on what path it is that you're trying to go down. But I think a lot of us get really nervous at the aspect of asking other people for help, don't really know who to ask, don't really feel like anyone in our community or network has done what we're about to go down.
Yeah.
And so we feel like we're on this island. And so Ooh. There's so much to learn. And
you be talk yourself through. Right now, you feel like you want an island by yourself.
Listen, there's so much to learn and talk through just about moving through this stuck energy and figuring out the right path and leveraging your network.
Well, I think everything you're saying is so spot on, and why asking and leveraging your network can sometimes feel like an impossible task, because you're like, what am I even asking them for? I don't know what I'm doing. And so the idea of asking for people's support or direction when you yourself aren't even sure feels like, why would I waste my time and their time? When rather there's a reframing to see it as a continued exploration. And it's about tapping into other people's experience that they might be able to shed lights, ask you critical questions from a vantage point that you don't even have. And I think that that's the missed opportunity that we really want to bridge for people, of just so much to gain in the reframing and moving out of that stuck energy can just get us towards more progress and momentum. Not that we might find the answer, like this is not the map for the treasure hunt, but we might get closer and closer to a better understanding, more clarity. And I think that is what it's all about too.
And in the grand scheme of things, I saw the statistic that people change their careers up to 7 times literally out of their lifetime. So when you're thinking, I don't know what path to go down and I've got to stick to this thing, or I'm a senior in college and I've majored in this thing, but I actually have an interest in this other thing. The beautiful part of life, in my opinion, is always recognizing your options and always knowing the choice that you can make. And so let's get into talking about like how to leverage your community.
Yeah.
There has not been a single position that I've had without asking and speaking what I want into the universe. Because even though what I'm interested in is spirituality and astrology and counseling and therapy, and I'm talking to the people in my network about it, there have been people that are like, oh, you're interested in that? Why don't I go talk to somebody else that actually does exactly what you're thinking about doing? Mm-hmm. And I remember we've had plenty of conversations on just the power of speaking your desires mm-hmm. out into the universe. I know there's a bit of controversy around that where it's like, don't tell people your plans.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to at least voice it out to people that you trust or people that are within the profession. And we have so many resources like LinkedIn, Instagram, social media, whatever the case is, where you're able to reach out to people directly if you're not comfortable reaching out to the people that are your family or your friends.
Totally. Are you tired of feeling like your hormones are running the show? Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance.
Crafted by Happy Mammoth, Hormone Harmony isn't just a supplement. It's a lifestyle upgrade. Packed with adaptogens, it supports your body's natural rhythm, whether you're facing hormonal changes in your 20s or beyond. We love Hormone Harmony because they use only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows.
So, ready to reclaim control and feel your absolute best? Well, visit happymammoth.com and use code BLACKGIRLFLOW for an exclusive 15% off your first order. Totally. And I think exactly what you're saying, there's such an asterisk of we're not telling you to go share your secret sauce recipe of how to save the world 101. But it's okay to tell people you're interested in a particular sector and like you might be in something that's polar opposite. I've had so many friends, like you said, who have changed their career path. And folks, we're talking like shifting industries, like from nonprofit to corporate, from corporate to nonprofit to the government sector, like complete 180. And it comes to the conversation around going to people and saying, hey, I'm interested in this. What would it take? What is it going to need to sound like? It might need to be repackaged. Do you have any advice for people like that? Again, not putting on the responsibility to other people to solve your situation, but to use them as a bridge of resources. And I think that's the piece of it is you're so much closer to all of those resources than you even think. But when you are stuck on that island mentally, you don't feel like there's any resources besides what you have, which is the clothes on your back. And that I think is the piece of the way you ask people, don't put it on them to solve your situation, but leveraging them as a reference point to bounce that ideas and say, is this feasible? If it is, how would it need to sound? Who could I talk to about this? And so I think for me, it's always the reframing in my own mental barriers that I'm trying to overcome. And I think as a person of color, as a Black person, sometimes that idea of I might be doing something that my family hasn't done before makes you feel even more isolated and too in an industry that you might not see a lot of other people who look like you. I think as I've started to be an entrepreneur, y'all, what Black parent told us that we should be an entrepreneur? Like, I'm sorry, I am working for myself.
Go get a job.
Work at, I don't care where.
TJ I don't care Max, where you working.
You need but a paycheck. You need a job. Are you crazy?
Right.
So it's like, even for myself, I've had to unpack so many of the mental models of thinking about like, okay. And then going to my friends who are contractors, consultants and saying, hey, like, what does security mean for you? Like, how did you work through that? How do you build your own systems? What does it look like to be on the free market healthcare system? Like, is that doable? Is that quality? And so again, they weren't solving my situation for me, but being able to tap other people, even though I might not have had that experience in my immediate family who were like the most traditional route, like went to school, doctor, like y'all did the thing that was supposed to be done. I think for me, that was been the biggest thing of the overcoming my mental model so that I knew what I was asking people.
And to add on to that, I think that being indecisive, we may think that that is going to eventually provide us an answer, but most of the time sitting in your indecisiveness, like, is not going to get us anywhere. If anything, it may make us feel either complacent or just more and more frustrated.
Yeah.
And so.
And the procrastination of that doesn't benefit anybody, because then you'll usually stay in situations that no longer serve you.
And that then, you've outgrown.
Mm-hmm. So then all of a sudden when people are like, why is your work quality going down? I need to put you on a performance plan. You're like, that indecision's turning into decision real quick.
Absolutely. Because when you're in autopilot, there have been so many times I've been in autopilot thinking that someone is going to either see my potential and just take me out of the situation and nothing happens. Right. Yeah. Like with the beautiful part of life is that we have this free will. And so when you're thinking of like, oh, I have this really huge passion of like, you know, becoming a chef, but I also have this really huge passion of working in policy. Mm-hmm. It's like the more information that you understand or just entertain for both options, I think will help move you into a decision. Oh, there has never been a time where I don't have enough information. I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick this one with my eyes closed. I think the more information I have, the easier it is to make a decision. And I think hearing testimonials, hearing anecdotes from people in my community or people that maybe I don't even know. I've had so many people reach out to me via LinkedIn or even social media. Sometimes I'll meet them at conferences and they're students and they're like, I don't know what it is mm-hmm. that I want to do. And I'm like, let's figure it out. And what I try to do is I like to incorporate a bunch of different personality tests. Yeah. I'm like, you know, what are your natural skill sets? Like, what are you curious about right now?
Yeah.
The best way that I've really helped move through and engage is just asking the question, like, what are you curious about right now? Mm-hmm. Knowing that people change their careers up to 7 times in a lifetime, to me, gives so much freedom mm-hmm. to, okay, I can change my mind. Mm-hmm. I can go get my master's now. And then if I want to, I can get my master's in this. Or if it's just not working for me and I thought this was going to be a completely different experience, I can leave.
Yeah. Or you can commit all of those careers to one particular topic that you just have a yearning that you're like, I want to commit to understanding this piece. I think of like doctors who were like, they got to know that from 18.
Yeah, from the ripe age of 5 years old.
That, and they're going to be on that path to get there. And that also is the fruit of that 7-year career path or the 7 options career path and just the time that you can do when you center your curiosity.
Absolutely.
Not just this goal at the end of the race.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, that's only one part of this.
Yeah.
I think that's so beautiful. And I love placing the curiosity at the center of this because it just takes all of the pressure of like the 6-figure salaries and the this and the that. Because then when you don't get those things, you feel like you haven't reached up that place. Mm-hmm. So just centering the curiosity and really grounding you in the present moment, I think I'm really going to take that and think about that for myself too, just as I'm appreciating my practice of being really present. Just what are the curiosities that are coming up for myself and how can I actually put more attention towards that and start to find people around me and connected to that? Because I think the most success I've had right now is just surrounding myself with people who I'm like, wow, your path is so different than mine. And then wanting to get to a place where maybe we are collaborating or we are networking, like sharing resources, has just been like, oh, what would it take to make this happen between the two of us? Like, and letting relationship happen. Because sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. There's a lot of incredibly brilliant people. I have some friends who I've known for years and we're just now thinking about what projects look like because the timing for both of us makes so much sense. But I would have been super pressed and rushed to be like, oh my gosh, I want to jump on a project with them. I want to do this, that, and the other. Like, this would be perfect. Rush, 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 rush. But it's like, let the slow burn happen. Like, make the meaningful relationships. And you'd be so shocked how when the time comes, they're like, oh my gosh, hey, Lexi, like, are you game for this opportunity? Like, jump on this contract with me. Jump on and do this work. Like, literally, y'all, the consulting work I've done, the principal and founder of the firm, she planted this seed years ago, like 5 years ago. And she's like, hey, when you're ready to leave this work, like you always have a place to work with me. And I cannot tell you, we literally look at each other all the time. And we're like, that happened at the perfect moment. But we built relationship in between that. And I think there's different levels of networking and different levels of that type of engagement and reciprocal nature of things. So I do think you have to understand what you're asking from people and also the really meaningful, deep relationships that you do want to pour over. If you do want a mentor, if you do want to build your own professional network, or just what you need to support your curiosities at that time can really be the accelerator to get you from one place to another out of stuck.
Absolutely. And hearing you talk, it just reminds me that there are a million ways to get to one destination. And asking yourself, like, what if my deepest desires, like, really worked out? And all I needed was this particular mentor, this access. And I feel like for so many, like, Black women, like, that's really the gate. The key to get us in the door. It's like, what if I just had the access?
Yeah.
And you really, I love what you're saying about nurturing those relationships, because my gosh, it is so important to be specific in what you're looking to ask somebody for, mm-hmm. especially when we're living in a time where attention and time are so important. Like, what are you giving your attention to? What are you giving your time to? Like, it's okay to be at ground zero of, like, not understanding, you know, the complexities of the industry. But when you are engaging with a mentor, be very specific in what you're asking. So asking about their journey is totally fine. Mm-hmm. Asking about the ways that they got in are totally fine. But just, like, being like, I don't know what to do, and kind of leaving it open-ended,
they're not going
to
solve your life.
They're not going to be able to help you.
That's not worth their time.
Be extremely specific in what you're looking for. Just like when you go, you know, and you're searching for, let's say, an event planner, mm-hmm. and you're just like, I don't really know what I want my wedding to be. Well, I'm not really sure. They may be able to come up with something that's going to be completely out of your budget, wrong colors. Like, you're not going to be able to get exactly what you're looking for.
You're not putting them in the position to be the best for themselves either. It's like, by going to an event planner saying, I have absolutely no idea, they can't even be the best event planner. So the same thing for your network of, like, you want your network to be able to be servicing you in the ways that are also letting them be their most full and whole self. And so I do think when you are engaging and you are building those relationships, it's important to also just be grounded in yourself. And I think to that, I also think that as we're growing up, y'all, you better do it too, okay? Give back to your community. You need to be a mentor too. You need to be volunteering. Like, you cannot just take from this world, okay? Because the world will get her clap back, okay? Universe will snatch everything that it gave you so quick if you are not being reciprocitous in that. And it doesn't always have to be reciprocity, but if you're not just finding your way that also pays homage to all of the work of the people who brought you to this moment. I think Liv and I often talk about that, like, we could not have arrived here without so much other support, uplifting,
without y'all,
literally. And we can't even grasp that sometimes. Yeah. But it's our responsibility to do that justice in also providing and creating the space for people too. So I say, like, as it feels like you need to be poured into in this season, when you arrive at a moment that you can feel the successes and breathe a little bit easy, not so much stuck in the stagnation, find ways to give back to people and to be that same beacon of what you get or what you've desired. And if you didn't get that, don't let that make you jaded or cynical. Redefine it. Don't be a gatekeeper now. We don't gatekeep over here.
No, literally. I think it could be as simple as a thank you note. The times in which I've gone to conferences and I've recognized somebody that I talked to, like, years ago, and I'm like, yo, like, I'm not sure if you remember me. And they're like, I remember the thank you note that you gave me. It could be as simple as flowers. It could be as simple as, a gift card. Like, thank you for your time. It could be as simple as taking them out to a coffee date. There are ways that we can show our gratitude to our network that creates this, like, cycle of us all putting each other on.
Yes.
And if you just take one thing from this episode, it's to understand that we are better together. And that's literally the whole foundation of what we try to share on this podcast, is you're not going to be able to get there alone. I don't know one person that was able to get there alone. Mm-hmm. And so by leveraging your network, it can save you money, it can save you time and energy, and it can help clarify what you're really looking for. And so courage, having the courage, having the bravery to speak out what you really want and what, you know, feels right to you.
Yeah.
It's all going to bring you to that point of alignment and to that point of flow.
Totally. And it's going to sustain you because now you have the resources to continue to move through life. Because like we said, this is not just the treasure hunt where it's a one and done. We found the treasure. We're good. We're Gucci. We're set. This is just what life is.
And lifelong practice.
Yeah. And it's going to be so much more robust and you're going to feel so much more capable when you have these resources. And so I'm definitely ending this conversation, one, with so much of your wisdom of sitting with what am I curious about in this present moment. And I'm also just holding so much gratitude to the podcast space of all the incredible other Black podcasters who have sat on calls with me and Liv and let us ask all of those questions about how they got here, what we can do to be another ally and supporter and co-conspirator in this space for Black podcasters and Black women. So I'm sitting on all those incredible Saddy Patty, Bounced Black Girl, just like all of the incredible people and who have been guests and contributed to our space too. And I'm so excited to continue to grow this space so that we can give so much of that goodness back in like really beautiful ways. So I'm just like tickled by this conversation. So timely.
Yes. And we couldn't be here without y'all. So we are always sending y'all peace, love, and blessings. And we will see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok. So connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.